Blog Talk Radio.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, affectionately known as Jesus Christ, powerfully known as Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our healer, our deliverer, who is the only way unto salvation. And we thank Abba Father, our God, hallelujah, for Jesus. We thank the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, hallelujah, for his son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Abba Father. For you alone are worthy, Abi. Hallelujah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu. All honor, praise, and glory is due to you. For with you all and by you all things are made. And through you, hallelujah, through your word, through your son, through your grace and your mercy, through your love, we have life and we have eternal life. For those who are called, for those who believe, for those who are obedient to your word, for those who seek you, know you, love you, trust in you. Hallelujah. And keep your commandments. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your power, even in this very hour. We thank you, Father God, for strengthening the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for getting us focused and in purpose. We thank you for strengthening the body of Christ, even in this very hour. Well, honor, praise, and glory is due to you. And we ask right now that you allow your Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and reside in each and every one of us that are called, that are yielding according to your will. In your way, Father God, let your Holy Spirit fill us up so that we can be used for your glory. Let your Holy Spirit fill us up. Let our oil lamp be filled. Let us be as wise virgins, hallelujah, with expectancy of your coming, Jesus. Thank you, Yahuwah. Thank you, Yahusha. Thank you for your Ruach HaKodesh. We thank you, for you are a holy God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And without holiness, it's impossible to see you. It's impossible to please you without faith. Hallelujah. Without holiness. Hallelujah. And we know that our holiness and our righteousness is not of ourselves, neither is our power, but it's by your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for this opportunity right now to minister words of wisdom, truth, and love unto your people. You're listening to the Testimony Show. This is Prophetess Carmen. And what we do here is we read the Word of God. We share our testimony. Hallelujah. And then even in this very hour, we're called to trust in the Lord evermore. Even in this very hour, let our all lamps be filled. Hallelujah. Let us know that even in this hour, we are to be in expectancy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. And though offenses may come and situations may happen and wars and rumors of wars and earthquake in diverse places, we are to trust in Father God. Hallelujah. And to read his word, to seek him in prayer. Because Father God said in his word, if my people who are called by my name, Yehuda, shall humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, and seek my face. Then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. Hallelujah. 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 And God is a God of mercy and a God of grace. And his word is truth. And so we are to trust in his word and hold on to that truth and the promises of God. Hallelujah. And if you can turn with me, we're going to read right now because that's what we do on the testimony show. And we share our testimony. And this very hour, you continue to share the goodness of God with others. Those that are going through, those that might not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, those that need edification in this hour, we're to share our testimony. So do it wherever you're able to do it, but share your testimony. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. 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 And if you could turn with me right now, we are going to read Psalm 134. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. And read it again. Read it again. To God be the glory. Bless the Lord at all times. Let his praise be continuously in your mouth, continuously in your heart and your mind and your soul and your spirit. Hallelujah. For those who keep their mind on the Lord, he will give them perfect peace. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name, Father God. Help us to keep our minds and our heart and our soul and our thoughts and our ways on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we read Proverbs 11. If you could turn to Proverbs 11. It says, a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but the transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. When no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death.
they that are of a forward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. As a jewel of gold and a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but attendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Hallelujah. Go back and read it again. We're reading Proverbs 11, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you can share with me now, we are going to read Luke 17. And you go back and read the scriptures and you read the epistles. You go back and read them again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. Turn with me to Luke 17. Let it be nourishment unto you this day, these words, and take heed unto them. Hallelujah. At Luke 17 it says, then said he unto the disciples, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for your word. It is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him to whom they come. It was better for him that a millstone were hanged around his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may stay, may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink? Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Hallelujah, and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you in all truth in the word. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. Hallelujah. 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 And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Hallelujah. 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 And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. But behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, see here or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of one part of under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even that shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, we are Lord. And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. Hallelujah. And we were reading Luke 17. Go back and read it again. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you in all truth as you read the Word of God, so that you may know the truth of the Word, so that it may be nutrient, nourishing to the body of Christ. So it may edify us even in this very hour, so we may walk and live in the greatness that Father God has designed for our lives and activate the gifts in us for His glory. So as we read the Word, we ask for the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in all truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God. We thank you for your promises, O God. We thank you for the promises because they are true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the promise is unto everyone that believes. And for those that believe, the promise of God is you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ coming again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And turn with me right now to Acts 3. And we're going to read even Acts 3. To God be the glory. It says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this, or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Hallelujah. 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 And now, brethren, I would that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Hallelujah. 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 For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that followed after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. And so this, even in this very hour, hallelujah, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that you can call on him now into your life to be your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can begin to seek him in prayer, in the word, in truth, in praise, in scripture, to know him more, to ask for a relationship with him, and find yourself in a place that reads the scriptures, the scriptures and the epistles, which is the Old Testament and the New Testament, that follows the commandments, which is love the Lord thy God above all, and love thy neighbor as thyself. So doing that means following the commandments, a place that recognizes the Sabbath and observes the Sabbath from sundown to sundown. For Father God said even in his word that honor the Sabbath, keep it holy. So therefore, you know, from sundown to sundown. So we no longer change the ordinances and do it based upon what is convenient for us. But those that are called and those that know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and those that believe God, trust God, and follow him, they'll be known by following his commandments. For our righteousness is not of ourselves, but it is by the Holy Spirit and by God's grace, mercy, and love. So as we seek him in truth, then we seek him the more by doing the best we can to do his will. And one of his wills, which is the will, is to follow his commandments. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory, for there's no greater love. And there's no way under heaven or earth whereby any man can be saved, but by through his Son, Jesus Christ. He has ordained to listen to his Son, Jesus Christ, who is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. There's only one God. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. And we thank Father God for his Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Much love. This is Prophetess Carmen. Remember, there's no greater love than God the Father, who is our Lord and our Savior through his Son, Jesus Christ. Let his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and reside in you all the days of your life. Continuously ask for a filling of the Holy Spirit so that we may be able to walk even in this hour and be living joyful testimonies, leading others unto the kingdom of God for God's glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Much love. Hallelujah. Honor the Sabbath. Keep it holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Honor the Sabbath day. Hallelujah. Keep it holy because that is a commandment unto God. We thank you, Father God, right now for that word. Hallelujah. 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 It has never changed. That has never changed. Hallelujah. God's grace and mercy has allowed it so that we don't have to go in. Jesus is the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. 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 The grace and mercy of God. Hallelujah. But the Sabbath remains. There still remaineth a rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. There's no greater love. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. 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 And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Hallelujah. 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 Let us be well-pleasing unto God. Much love. We'll talk again. Thank you, Abba Father, for allowing me to minister words of wisdom, truth, and love unto your people. All honor, praise, and glory is due to you, and you alone are worthy. Hallelujah. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah. You alone are worthy. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Father God is leading me to read another scripture. Hallelujah. 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 And the scripture that we're being led to read, hallelujah, is Isaiah. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Turn to Isaiah 10. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Woe unto them that decree unrighteousness decrees, and that right grievousness which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. And what will ye do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will you flee for help? And where will ye leave your glory? Without me they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against an hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the spoil and to take the prey and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Howbeit he meaneth not so, neither doth his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. For he saith, are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Calnoas, Carchemish, is not Hamath as Arpad, is not Samaria as Damascus? As my hand hath found the kingdoms of the idols, and whose graven images did excel them of Jerusalem and of Samaria, shall I not, as I have done unto Samaria and her idols, so do to to Jerusalem and her idols. Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord hath performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks. For he saith, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent. And I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed their treasures. And I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man. And my hand hath found as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathereth eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth. And there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or peeped. Shall the axe boast itself against him that heweth therewith? Or shall the sword magnify itself against him that shaketh it, as if the rod should shake itself against them that lift it up, or as if the staff should lift up itself as if it were no wood? Therefore shall the Lord of hosts, send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire, and the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day, and shall consume the glory of his forest and of his fruitful field, both soul and body, and they shall be as when a standard bearer fainteth, and the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may write them. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. The Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption, even determined in the midst of all the land. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, all my people that dwelleth in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian. He shall smite thee with a rod, and shall lift up his staff against thee, after the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and the indignation shall cease in mine anger in their destruction. Hallelujah. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has come to Aish. He has passed to Migron. At Michmash he hath laid up his carriages. They are gone over the passage. They have taken up their lodging at Geba. Ramah is afraid. Gibeah of Saul is fled. Lift up thy voice, O daughter of Galim. Cause it to be heard unto Laish, O poor Anath. Madmena is removed. The inhabitants of Gibeon gather themselves to flee. As yet shall he remain at Nob that day. He shall shake his hand against the mount of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Behold, the Lord of hosts shall lop the bough with terror, and the high ones of stature shall be hewn down, and the haughty shall be humbled. And he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. That's going into chapter 11. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for your word. We are reading Isaiah 10. Hallelujah. 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 And we're going to read on to Isaiah 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed their young ones. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. So the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the wings, upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west. They shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea. And with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. There shall be an highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. Hallelujah! 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 And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Yahuwah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Much love. Much love. We thank you, Father. We love you. We praise you. And we give you all the honor, praise, and glory in this hour. For there is no greater love than you. Hallelujah. Strengthen us in this very hour for your glory. Much love. God bless. We'll talk again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the protection. Love you. Tell you.